Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
Seeing the world through the eyes of a child, even though grown-ups are doing the art. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Here's a question for you. Have you ever gone to a museum and thought, you know, my son or daughter could have drawn that? Well, what if that was the intention? In his work, the French artist Jean de Buffet rejected what he considers the rigidness of the established art world and instead drew inspiration from art created by non-artists, children, maybe even the mentally insane. KCRW's art critic Hunter Droha-Yuska-Philp has some more insight on his work for this week's Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
This is a style of art called art brut, right? This is a French term. Describe what that actually means.
Well, this is actually the term that Jean de Buffet came up with to really describe his interest in the very kind of informal or obsessive or unusual works made by people who are institutionalized for psychiatric conditions, as well as children's drawings, but mostly about the art of the insane. He found there a kind of freedom that was inspiring to him.
Tell us more about de Buffet's story. What directed him toward this?
Well, he actually was trained as an artist. He went to high school. He took painting and drawing classes and went with him at some advanced education. But he really didn't feel as though his talents were equal to his need to be an artist. And also, he had to run the family business. So he did that. He ran the wholesale wine business for many years and did some art on the side, but really never got anywhere until 1942, when the business was successful enough for him to completely dedicate himself to his art. And he was inspired by a book by people who were mentally ill, and he thought that was a kind of inspiration for the kind of work he could do with his own skills. He could use his liabilities as an asset. He could be free. He could be spontaneous. And that is how he started to work in paint, but you especially see it in his drawings.
All right, so let's talk about the drawings. What do they look like, and why did they stand out?
Well, when he did paintings, he would like make little stick figure lines within the paint, like incisions, almost like graffiti. But these are so much more spontaneous, as he himself thought they were. I mean, he could do like 50 drawings, not just 50 paintings, and they would have a kind of sense of the rapidness with which he could move from eye to hand. And in this work, also, there are a lot of collages. I particularly love these collages that he made out of butterfly wings. And then a technique he had of imprinting paper with sort of the patterns of seeds and leaves and twigs and things, and then using those, tearing up those little abstract pictures and tearing up those little abstract bits and gluing them back together again. And they're really incredibly delicate and complex and really wonderful works of art.
I wonder, Hunter, because this sounds very societal as well, like he's trying to make a statement. And how much of that is statement versus the art itself?
Well, a lot of artists, going back to the late 19th century, were interested in the art of the insane. But I have to say that de Buffet also collected this art personally. He thought it was that these people were actually tapping into a kind of art making that was limited to people who had actually gone to art school and maybe were confined by, you know, the conventions of society.
How did his work inspire artists after him? Did anybody look at this and say, hey, I want to try and emulate this?
There's a series called Corps de Dames. These are portraits of naked ladies, a theme that goes throughout the history of art. But he did them in a very crude and kind of bawdy and raucous way. And they have been very interesting to younger contemporary artists. De Buffet was incredibly popular in the 40s, 50s, 60s. And then as people became interested in pop and minimalism, I think his star sort of fell a bit. But there's been a lot of interest among younger artists. And I have to say, this drawing show, just a moment, I have to say that the drawings are installed in the newly refurbished galleries of the Hammer Museum. This is what Michael Maltzen has done. They have new, beautiful, clean walls and new floors. And I just can't even imagine the drawings looking better anywhere.
Well, Jean de Buffet's drawings are on display at the Hammer, as Hunter mentioned, through April 30th. Hunter Droha-Yuska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve.